Morning.
You have a little bit of a head cold this morning. How are you feeling? Okay?
Oh, yeah, just a little bit hoarse. I was actually, I was out in the town last night. That's why I'm like this.
Ah, sure, why not? No problem. Tell me about the stage name, Mijaza, Mijaza. How do you pronounce it and where does it come from?
It's Mijaza, you could say. It comes from an old... It's actually coming from, because I live in Cork the last few years, it comes from an old Cork like slang term, Mijaza. Kind of means like, oh, you know, it's a Cork is Mijaza, like Cork is great, you know, it's kind of like good, you know, it means like class, Cork class. So Mijaza was like a play on that with my own name, Jasmine, so that was where it came from.
Where's home originally, by the way, do you mind me asking?
Where am I from originally? Oh, I'm from Waterford.
Yeah, whereabouts? Talk to me about it. Talk to me about the family that are still here.
I'm from, yeah, they're all still there. My dad's side of the family, some of them are still in the UK, are in England, UK, but I grew up in Airmount area, so Dominic's place.
Yeah.
So right in the city centre, basically, of Waterford. And yeah, so...
Okay, so anybody that knows you, as they say on the radio, anybody who knows you, you want to say hello to everybody. And you went to the Cork School of Music.
I did, yeah.
Is there music in the family, by the way, do you mind me asking?
I wouldn't like say it's strong in the family. We all love to sing. But my mother's side of the family, we all love to sing. But you know, like to sing songs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But nobody was really as mad as passionate about it as I was. Like we all love our music, and I grew up listening to a lot of good music. My dad has really good music taste, so I was growing up with like, you know, like records like Fleetwood Mac, David Bowie and all of those, and Elton John. So I was like, I had a good mix. I had also country music from my mom's side. So it was a big mix there. Nobody was like very musical, but we all like appreciate music. But I was kind of the one to actually like, you know, get into it.
So you're not a music snob. You're not one of these people that won't listen to country music because it's all about... people falling in love and people having arthritis and that sort of sugar stuff. You'll mix it up.
I actually like kind of a bit from every genre, you know. I'm very much like open to all genres, so I could go from like heavy metal to hip hop to jazz. I love everything. So I kind of soak it all in like a sponge.
Okay, and you're living in Cork at the minute, and talk to me about Tightrope, the single.
Tightrope, yeah. So that came out on the 10th December. It's actually, because I know it's a very upbeat, you know, poppy kind of a song when you listen to it, but it's actually a song really about mental health and kind of losing your way and, you know, finding it hard to kind of, I suppose if you're balancing on a tightrope, you know, kind of, it's like, you could fall off at any second. So you're really kind of, you know, it's about kind of falling into that circle and feeling like you can't get out. But it's kind of a song of hope as well, because, it's like you can get back. You can fight back to, you know, to get better. So it's actually kind of a dark, not dark, but like deeper meaning to it if you really listen to the lyrics. But yeah, I just thought then like, maybe pair it with a bit of a bassy beat and make it a little bit, you know, dancey.
I've been reading a bit about you in terms of your different research and stuff like that. And in terms of your writing for music, writing lyrics as well as writing the music itself?
Yeah. So, like, usually I start with a hook. Like, the hook kind of comes to me first. And then I kind of build the song around that. So like the kind of chorus comes first. And I kind of usually start my songs on a piano, on my keyboard, on piano. So I used to have access in the School of Music to such a wide range. Like we had like Steinway pianos there, and it was really nice to write like music on them. So it inspired me to write a lot of songs on them. And I had a songwriting module, and I came up with Tightrope for that actually originally, And it all started from the hook, you know, and like the little riff that you hear at the start. So I built around that. So yeah, usually I work on the songs with piano. Sometimes I write out pages of lyrics, but they don't always, I can't always find the melody to them, and it's frustrating. But usually I start with the hook and then work from there, yeah.
Okay. Your debut EP is coming out, or is it out now? When is it? When's the release date?
Oh, I haven't actually set a date yet. It is going to be sometime this year, because I've been saying for ages, I'm going to get this done.
Yeah.
But it's not a set date yet. But
okay.
I'm hoping by the summer. I'm kind of working on tracks now, but I'm kind of, there's one or two kind of my friends that would be kind of producers that I will be sending my music to, but it might be remotely because some live in the UK and stuff. So I just have to get the demos together and get to a studio, or get the songs to them, and then we can work from there and set a date. But I would be aiming for the summer, so hopefully now we'll get that out, and we'll have the title out and everything. I'm still deciding on that too.
Okay, well, I'm going to play Tightrope in a minute, and please come back to us when you have your EP, and we'll help you as much as possible from a Waterford perspective here, give you some play on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be among such amazing artists from Waterford. Like, I actually know one or two of them, be my friends. So it's nice. It's an honour to be in the category with all of them, because there's such talent there, really.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. No, it is.
And it's kind of so undiscovered and needs to be more in the limelight.
Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do. And Ray C has done great work on the website with this and pushing their different programs to do the stuff. So we'll do that. Like, it'd be great to come a time that you'd be able to make a career out of this, Jasmine. And, you know, what are you doing for a crust at the minute?
At the minute, I have a full-time job, but I'm gigging, job in retail, but I'm gigging kind of at the weekends. But, you know, not like, what I'm hoping to do is to kind of get the gigging going more and live off that, and maybe go part-time, you know, and then get the music out and get the music running, and hopefully get some money from those gigs, and you know,
work
build up
from there.
A bit of an audience. Yeah. Nobody
Listen.
Knows me right now. Quite unknown.
Yeah.
but just wait, you'll hear the name.
We will, yeah, Miaza. Listen, it's lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much. And
thank you so much.
I'm sure we'll be getting texts in now. People say that they know the family. So from a Waterford perspective, the very best of luck with the career. But listen, will you keep in touch and come back to us later in the year when you have your EP, when you're looking at launching it? Is that okay?
Definitely, definitely. I'll be on. I'll be back.
Not at all. Listen, Jasmine, it's great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.